from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com. Sam and Greg, weekend mornings. Greg in his absence got Noel White working on the other side of the glass. We got it together, and we're going to inform you, update you, entertain you up until the 10 o'clock hour on this Sunday morning. Beautiful, beautiful sunrise and outside. Not a cloud in the sky on this Sunday morning here in Midtown Atlanta. We're 9 floors up in the Kia Studios, and so glad that you're with us. And just reminded, once the Olympics wind down, we got football going on. We got teams going to be going back to work. Atlanta Dream's going to be coming back to work. We're going to have the Dream on here next Sunday. Next Sunday, we're going to have the Dream on against Connecticut. Tip off at 3 o'clock as Atlanta Dream's going to put back together. Ryan Howard's going to be back. Coach Denisha Wright, who was part of the scouting, who was scouting for the women's U.S.
She
team.
She was.
You know. So, you know, we got our folks who are going to come back here all decorated and everything. It's going to be great. Get them together. Meanwhile, the rest of the team has had a chance to rest and recoup and get healthy. And let's see if we go back out here and give this thing a run here in the second half of the season. I think it's going to be great to watch.
Yeah, man. Got Ryan Howard back, put up with Alicia and Cheyenne and Tina and Jordan and stirred up. Yeah. Let's make something happen.
How about that? How about that? We looking for. I know you're going to be all in the middle of it.
Yo, so yeah. I probably won't make that Storm game, unfortunately, that Friday night, but I'll be there that Sunday to check out Dawana Bonner, who's going for a gold medal today at 9 o'clock, and mm-hmm. Ryan Howard with her bronze medal. Duke it out as we restart the season.
Yeah, yeah. As as we get into your world, as you know, the women's basketball tournament and this Olympics pretty much going the way you thought they would go?
Yeah, pretty much. On the women's side, they've won X amount of gold in a row, and it's the same similar situation with the men, where you're just waiting to see if the rest of the world are going to catch up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And here's the other thing, too, because all through all this, we've been following the women's game from the collegiate level into the WNBA, the excitement, and this is only going to help. More people is getting a chance to see it once the WNBA starts back up. I saw with Caitlin Clark, she was in the booth, I think, where the Yankees game yesterday,
man.
Telecast. So, I mean, that's something that she and Angel Reese and some of the rookies, that some of the new blood, have had a chance to kind of rest and recoup a bit during this time, as they came straight from college practically and had to play. So, you know, I'm sure they're happy for this time. They've been watching closely because in the future they hope to be in the situation that this team is in, Team USA. But it's going to be great. There's so much to look forward to for the second half of this season, and I can't wait. We got another visit from Angel Reese coming up. We got another visit from Caitlin Clark coming to town.
Yep.
And so those things are taking forward to. But that's what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about you. This is time to dive into your world.
Woo!
And what you got.
Well, today, And I want to talk about this story today because the Olympics ends and this is my only shot to get this story off. So, in 1996, Sam, if you remember, Reebok was the official sponsor of the Olympics.
Well, that sounded like a long time ago. Don't know why.
It feels like a long time ago.
Reebok, wow. They were a major player then.
They were. We were actually in the middle of a sneaker war at that point. We were in a culture sneaker war between Reebok and Adidas, and we were trying to see who were going to come, Reebok and Nike, and we were trying to see who were going to come out on top. And sponsoring the Olympics.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fix at $50 million was supposed to be a huge win for Reebok. That was supposed to push them over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
But Nike got creative.
Ooh.
And as my best friend likes to say, you don't want people to get creative. They're going to come up with some out the lunch, outside the box thing that you couldn't think of and you can't stop.
Yep.
And that's what Nike hit them with. Nike hit them with the can't stop, won't stop. So Nike decided you didn't have to be the official sponsor to sponsor the Olympics or to get all the benefit from sponsoring the Olympics. So what the Adidas did was build a 15,000 square foot hospitality center just 15 yards from the Olympic Village entrance. Now, why couldn't Reebok think of that?
No, you got to have somebody got to think that way.
They were in a situation where they thought that $50 million contract was just going to, sew it up and get the job done. But Nike found some stuff that y'all didn't even think about. And this structure is huge. It's like a 100-foot, I can't think of the name of the shoe. It's like a 100-foot Nike basketball shoe. There's a 100-foot swoosh out there. There's nothing but glass and painted floors. And it looks gorgeous. I wish it stayed. It looks amazing. So that everybody could come pull up. The athletes, the family, media, fans, everybody could come pull up and enjoy themselves for free.
Yep.
Sponsored by Nike.
Mm-hmm.
Your enjoyment, your relaxation is sponsored. This air conditioning is sponsored by Nike.
You think it was nice and hot that summer.
Brilliant move. Okay, so step two, billboards. They put billboards in every major city and country that they could find, and especially around here. All the people that had the official sponsorships, they weren't putting their advertising dollars on billboards. And so Nike put all that money into billboards, and they came up with the slogan, you don't win silver, you lose gold.
Whoa.
Right. See, and it kind of akens to the one they have right now where winning isn't for everyone.
Okay.
They're running with that slogan, and they're running with the am I a bad person basically for beating the crap out of you in the sport. Am I a bad person? And Durant was tweeting that earlier before the Olympics started, and everyone thought that Durant was upset at Nike because he was asking Nike if he was a bad person.
Yeah.
But then you see the ad, and you're like, oh. Oh, okay. So their relationship is fine. The check is still clearing.
Yeah, all good.
All good. So Nike also, and this was my favorite, because I know you remember this one, the gold shoes with the red swoosh.
Yeah.
Nike won the Olympics, put that cleat on Michael Johnson.
Yep.
People thought, and then not only that, with him, Michael Johnson winning the gold, Nike made sure that when he took his pictures, that the cleats were around his neck. So you could see the gold cleats with the swoosh on both sides, on both shoulders, which also gives an illusion that they were the official sponsor of the Olympics. I've seen more swooshes from that Olympics than Reebok logos my whole life. I never even realized that Reebok was the official sponsor.
As I look back at some of it and I saw some of the, you know, the attire that some of them were wearing, I said, yeah, Reebok was a thing then. But you know what else helped that shoe? As he ran his record-breaking run, you know, this camera that follows him down the thing. I think 96 mm-hmm. was the first Olympics that we had that camera angle that was
track level. You can see them all around.
Yeah, that follow. Yeah, right. I think our Olympics was the first one to have that. And here this man is with these gold shoes on with this ground-level camera that is traveling right along with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that helped a lot, too.
Yeah, because everybody else either had, like, navy or white or black. And that gold just, I mean, I'm looking at him right now. It just flashes.
Yeah.
It's just like you can see it reflecting off of the color.
What an idea. Imagine that, right?
Man, like they really had their ears to the street and they were really trying to out-hustle Reebok, and they did. But that's not the only time they did it, Sam.
Okay.
They turned around and did it again in the 2000s to Adidas.
Whoa.
Adidas thought that they bought their ticket to the next leg up in the shoe world. They were the official sponsor, and here comes Nike again.
In Sydney.
Yep, and here comes Nike again. They done ran all these. And in this one, they decided to run ads that showed Sydney in different places. So a Sydney, New Jersey, a Sydney, London, a Sydney, all over the place other than Sydney, Australia. And you showed all these amateur athletes, all these kid athletes, and showing that you don't have to be an Olympian to be a top-level athlete. I mean, they figured the thing out on how to outmaneuver the actual sponsors of the Olympics. And to me, that was an Olympic event in itself. Like, you use the Olympics as the battleground to win these sneaker wars that nobody really even knew were going on.
I'm trying to remember which Olympics it was that they came back with a commercial for the U.S. men's basketball team, and all they used was Marvin Gaye's version of the Star Spangled Banner.
Ooh!
And that was a Nike commercial.
I've seen that commercial. I don't remember what year that was.
I remember which Olympics. I don't know if that was 2000 or 04 or 08, but I remember Nike and Nike did that. And, mm-hmm. you know, yep.
Yeah, so, their marketing is impeccable. Like, and they figured out a way to do it to where, because you don't have to promote a LeBron shoe or a KD shoe or, you know, whatever millionth of Jordan they're going to put out there. And so, in my opinion, that leaves them able to concentrate their brain power and their ideas on what is next. You don't have to constantly promote or oversaturate us with promotion of these smaller products. So you can put all the energy behind something like taking over the NBA or taking over the Adidas or something to that effect. Because I remember when Adidas got the NBA contract. That didn't last long. Nike came right back. Now we got all these specialty jerseys, and the NBA and them are printing money. Same with the NFL. We got all them Color Rush jerseys and stuff when Nike came back.
Yep.
When Reebok lost that contract and Nike came back. So Nike knows how to get in our eyes and our ears and our hearts and our wallets, much like our very own Coca-Cola around here.
But you know what? It's strange you would mention Coca-Cola, because my memory from the Super Bowl, our most recent Super Bowl, 2017, was Pepsi. Of course, Pepsi is a specialist. Mm-hmm. They came to town with a big old spray can.
And took over. It blew everywhere.
It was all over the MARTA buses, all over the streetcars. I mean, they paid for the rights to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to town and just...
It was everywhere.
Everywhere.
I haven't seen that much Pepsi but in my house. I was like, whoa, this is new.
You know what? And I being here in Atlanta, when I do drink a soda, it's been Coke. I actually tried a Pepsi during that time. I said, let me try it. Not bad.
Well, you know,
And the other thing they were doing, they were going to restaurants in town and just saying, hey, will you try our fountain?
Mm-hmm.
Will you try our fountain? Seeing if they can flip some restaurants here in Coca-Cola's hometown. I'm sure Coca-Cola knows this now. But I'm just saying, I went to several restaurants and said, well, the Pepsi people came to see us and said, will you put our fountain in there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't ask for rum and Pepsi. You know, but
not usually, because that's not you know, that's right? Not at the forefront of your mind.
But
I've been in stores and I ask for Pepsi and people go, huh?
You know, but they came to town and they're going to make the most of having the rights in Atlanta. They probably studied a lot of what you're talking about. Nike did, and Pepsi came right into Coke's backyard. And
they sure did.
And I don't know if some of them fountains are still in some of those restaurants. You know, from Pepsi coming to town, but they say, here, try it. Just put it in. Just try it. See if you folks. And I'm like, wow, man.
See, and if you're in Atlanta and you work for Coca-Cola, that's got to be the worst thing to hear, that they're trying to flip restaurants, because you can't go in that restaurant anymore.
Yeah.
Like, they can't even be seen drinking anything with Coca-Cola products. Like, they can't even go to a Pizza Hut and order pizza, because it come with some Pepsi.
Pepsi, right.
So that had to be disheartening to hear, like, oh, my favorite restaurant, I'm flipped to Pepsi. No.
That's the other thing that we haven't talked about, some of these commercial spots for these Olympics for certain events. I'm sure for certain events, and I don't know if it rivals Super Bowl commercial spot, how much it costs to run. We always talk about how much it costs to run an ad, a 30-second ad in during the Super Bowl. I'm not sure what the ads have cost during this event. But I'm sure for certain games, like the gold medal basketball game.
Oh, yeah.
And now we're seeing something coming across from ESPN. United States gymnast Jordan Tiles must return the bronze medal after the scoring change. The IOC has made that rule. So I don't know if she's left Paris yet, if she's back home, or, you know, if there's something they will want her to do before she leaves.
Well, the Gymnastics Association kind of already sent them out on the tour circuit. So she's probably still, you know, making the day show rounds.
Maybe so. You know, the morning TV shows, because they do want to do that. Do you still go to that?
Well, that's what I was about to say. I don't think it's a negative on Jordan Childs. I'm like, if you're the IOC, is that really something you want to open up while she's getting interviews and being asked questions about her experience? Do you really want to put that on the table?
That's going to be interesting media with them coming back to the States, because I'm sure a lot of people will be seeking them out for programs, because we followed their story and we feel like we've gotten to know them. If we didn't already know, and we feel like we've gotten to know them better, obviously, the last couple of weeks. And now to have this situation where there's been a change in scoring and this U.S. athlete is going to have to return that bronze medal. She gets to keep the team one. You know, they can't take the one that the team won. But, you know, that's one that's going to have to go back. That just came across here. There's something to watch for. It's going to be taking place.
But I'll tell you this, though, whether they take the medal or not, She has solidified her face card. Jordan Childs is a star.
Yep.
People absolutely love her personality. They absolutely love her look. And that's something that they can't take away, bronze medal or not. So go get your bag, girl. Go have you a good time. Enjoy the fruits of your labor. Go get the bag. Don't worry about the small stuff.
Yep, because it is there waiting her, and she has more than earned that. That is for sure. All right, headed for the top of the hour. We're going to get into some Falcons talk. As they've played that first preseason game, wow, you know, did you like what you saw? You got to see the quarterback a little bit. You got to see a lot of the twos and threes out there playing. I think that's what we're going to get probably in this next preseason game as well.
Man.
Not the exhilarating, thrilling stuff, and then obviously the injuries as well. But we got to move forward this week. We'll be back to camp, and then before they head out of town, we'll talk Falcons and some NFL. When you stay with us on this Sunday morning, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.